Yoo-hoo! Up here, silly. The big tower next to you? It's not empty, you know. Didn't you ever hear stories about the tower in the forest when you were a kid? Well, there's a legend that there is a princess in a tower in the forest. It's buried so deep in the woods that no one shall hear her scream. Only a brave soul shall cast the curse free. You're supposed to come up the stairs of the tower and rescue the maiden. It's not like the tower is empty. Why would someone build something in the middle of nowhere just to abandon it? That's right. It makes no sense. There's someone inside the tower that you should rescue. I mean, think about it. You walk into town with me. People are screaming your name, cheering for you, begging for your signature, throwing flowers. Everyone wants to be you or be with you, all because of this one selfless deed. Imagine how good you'll feel about yourself for rescuing an innocent soul. You should come up here. I've been up here for years, all alone. Probably decades, if I'm being honest. I've lost track. Days turn to weeks, turn to months, turn to years. You understand? Because of how deep in the forest the tower is, no one really comes by here. You might be my only hope for God knows how long. Do you not want to help a damsel in distress? I promise I'll repay you. If the fame that comes with rescuing me isn't enough, I'll pay you. I don't have any gold on me right now, but when we get back into the city, I'll be able to make something work. I don't know if my old place is still around. I mean, I hid it fairly well, so unless someone found it, think I'll be in the clear. It was under the temple. Only someone religious would have been able to find it, and hopefully, if they found it, they would just leave it alone. Fingers crossed they believe their god or whatever the fuck they're worshipping would smite them if they stole riches from someone else. But I won't be able to repay you until you free me. I don't have the key to come downstairs. If I did, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So, do you want some gold for saving me? No, please, please, don't leave, don't leave. Come back. I promise. I'll do anything. Just please let me out of this tower. I can't spend another night up here. I'll go fucking crazy. Do you know what it's like up here with only my thoughts for company? Please. Please just let me out. Let me out, and I will do whatever you ask of me. I swear on my fucking life. Really? Really, you'll come up the stairs? Oh. You're just hearing me out. Okay. Look, you're my only shot of getting out of here for the foreseeable future. It's not like there are any other explorers or knights just patrolling the forest, right? Right. So if you were to leave me here, I would be left alone for God knows how long. I've been left in this tower for such a long time. I don't even remember where I am. All I know is that I want to taste freedom again. Is that really too much to ask for? It's not like there's some nefarious reason I was placed up here, Dove. I already told you the story. There's a princess lost deep in the woods in a tower, and only true love's kiss can free her from the effect or something, yada, yada, yada. Look, it doesn't matter. I'm a little fuzzy on the details. This is the longest conversation I've had in literal years. I don't want to be stuck up here for the rest of my days. I'm not a bad girl. I was tricked. I just need someone who has some compassion to take pity on me. I'm not asking for much. I don't want to go home with you and be your little wife or something. I'm not even asking for us to remain in contact once you free me. All I am asking is if you can do me a favor and let me go. I really, really don't want to offer this, but it doesn't seem like I have a lot of bargaining chips. It's not like I have gold or prized artwork or even magical objects up here. The only thing I have for entertainment is books, and that's not good for payment, right? Right. Then, if you rescue me from this tower, if you would like, I'll be your pet. What do you say? Really? You'll let me free? Oh, this is the best news I've heard all day. Oh my goodness. Okay. The doors are unlocked from the outside. Anyone was able to walk in the tower, but no one was able to leave. You are the first person to have actually responded. Something I'm so grateful for. Most of the people that pass by just keep walking. Try to avoid the voice coming from above. I'm so happy that our paths crossed on this fateful day. I was starting to lose hope of ever getting to taste the outside world again. You stay trapped inside a tower with only yourself for company. Even the most well-adjusted person is going to have some doubts. Maybe people forgot about me. Maybe I wasn't actually cared for. Maybe none of this is real and I died and this is some sort of purgatory. You know, normal thoughts. I never thought I would get to be rescued. It just never felt like it was in the cards for me, you know? But now you're here. Oh my God, you're here. You're real. You're not a figment of my imagination or something. You're right here. You're right in front of me. Living, breathing, even blinking. I never thought this day would come. I'm so excited I could kiss you. I'm sorry. That was probably a little too much, wasn't it? My emotions got the better of me. I haven't been face to face with another living thing since I got put up here. Getting to put my hands on someone that's alive, getting to feel you, I can't comprehend it, just not yet. If this is a dream, please don't wake me up. You feel too good to be real, Dove. What? You're looking at me like I'm odd. I didn't say I was a princess. I said there was a princess in the tower somewhere in the woods. I never mentioned that I was the princess or that you would get a princess by coming up here. Besides, are you really upset that you ended up with a succubus as a pet? You're still my hero after all. I have to properly thank you for freeing me, don't I? Then undress for me, Dove. These layers are only going to get in the way. A pet needs to perform her duties properly, doesn't she? My own flimsy dress easily sliding to the floor, revealing absolutely nothing underneath. Coming face to face with every inch of me. Blue skin, perky breasts, thick pierced cock, all of it waiting just for you. When it's just me that I spend all day with, there's no real reason for modesty. If I had known a brave hero was going to show up, I might have put on something a little more decent. Seems like you're just going to have to deal with me completely naked now. That's not a problem for you, is it? That's good, Dove. Then lay back. Let me open you up. You're not going to be able to take me like this. A good pet knows how to make her owner feel amazing. One of my claws slips inside your tight hole, slowly moving in and out, testing the waters, making sure you can handle it. My spit easing the way as you begin to adjust around me. Gotta make sure you can take every inch of your new pet. Right, hero? This is what you asked for. You told me you wanted me to be your pet. I'm taking care of you just like a good one should. Are you telling me you want me to stop, Duff? I didn't think so. You like how my claw feels inside you more than you're letting on. All starting to relax around me. Oh, that's it. I've got you. Going to make sure you feel so good that you come on my cock alone. Going to ruin you for everyone else. You're only going to want your pet succubus from now on, aren't you? Yeah, that's right. Agreeing as you feel the second finger enter inside. Not even stopping, just slipping it alongside the other. You feel them starting to scissor inside you. Move in and out. It's okay, Dove. I've got you. Going to make sure you're nice and open for my cock. If I were to start fucking you, things wouldn't feel as nice. You're my owner. You saved me. It's the least I can do. I'm here to do all your bidding, aren't I? Wrapping your hand around my tail. You can't help yourself as you tug a little bit. Trying to see what kind of a reaction it gets from me. Were you expecting my cock to start dribbling whenever you pull it? I've got quite a few tricks up my sleeve. I have faith that you're going to learn them all. Letting out another moan as the third finger joins in. All three fingers working your hole, stretching you out, making sure you're prepared to take me. Don't want to hurt you, hero. Walking into the city with a rescued succubus and a limp is going to raise more questions than answers. Fingers continue to thrust in and out, leaving your hole loose and ready. Almost there, Dove. I've got you. You're enjoying this, aren't you? I know you are. Never been one to keep your reactions to a minimum, have you? It's all right. I don't mind. You're just eager to get me inside you, aren't you? I think you're just about ready. Taking my fingers out, your hole clenches and unclenches, beckoning for something else to go inside. Tell me, am I the first one who's going to be fucking you? What a delicious treat for me, then. No wonder you're so nervous. You don't know what to expect. Have never had anyone inside you, but that's going to change today. Going to feel my piercings massaging your inner walls, reaching so deep inside you. Didn't think you would feel empty without my fingers, but you're realizing that's what you miss. Now that you've had something inside you, you want to feel it again. You're curious to see just how much better it can be. Luckily for you, I'm an expert at this, Dove. Let me show you what a grateful pet I can be for my owner. Yeah, and that's what you wanted to feel, right? Thicker than my fingers, more bumps, more folds. I'm sure the metal was a new sensation as well. Not wasting any time getting started. I've waited too fucking long for this. Fuck. You feel good. Wrap so tightly around me, starting to fill me with your sexual energy. This is what I've been needing. How I've missed this feeling. It's been so long. Give it to me. Everything you have, give it to me now. I need it more than I need air. Do you know what happens to a succubus that can't feed? She gets weaker. She gets desperate. She agrees to things like becoming a servant or a pet in an attempt to gain some strength. Being locked in a tower for years weakens one's strength, but now... Now I'm finally getting a little taste of it. All thanks to you. Oh, I guess you really are my hero. Thank you, Dove. I'm sure that makes you beam with a bit of pride, huh? Don't even realize what you're doing. Moaning as you feel a bulge in your stomach. Your hands reach down to feel it. That's my cock, isn't it? Fucking you so deep, you get a stomach bulge with every thrust. You can't help yourself running your hand back and forth over it. That's the tip you're feeling. Oh, doesn't it feel good to know you're taking something so deep inside you that it's actually rearranging your guts? I'm going to ruin you. this is your first time and last. Not going to be able to feel this way with someone else. With someone that isn't a succubus. It's not going to feel the same. The way my piercings press against your inner walls. They only bring you closer as every bump causes another moan. You're doing good for me, my owner. Taking what I give you so well. Like you were made for this instead of adventuring. Arching into my touch as my hips continue to thrust against yours. Your hole clenched tightly around me, trying to keep me inside. It's so nice. You want more, don't you? Oh, let me hear how badly you want it then. You sound so cute the closer you get. I was expecting you to be more heroic. Someone stoic, maybe, but definitely not this. Reacting to even the slightest touch of me. You can't get enough of this cock, can you? Now that you've had something inside you, you're not going to be able to go back. Your pet ruined it for you. Going to need a cock, a finger, something inside you to even come. Being empty just doesn't do it for you. You've learned how good it feels to be full. Oh, fuck. And keep your hands to yourself. You might have clenched around me to distract me, but don't think I didn't see. Don't you remember what I said earlier, Dove? I said you're coming on my cock. You don't need anything else. Going to teach you that this is where your pleasure comes from. Your needy fucking hole. Gripping me like a goddamn vice. You don't want to let go. You don't want to be empty for even a second, do you? I'm so nervous about how it would feel earlier, and now you can't get enough. So predictable, my owner. I'm sure you probably still think you're the one calling the shots too, don't you? Still think I'm your pet and you're my owner and that you're going to walk into town with me by your side. All cute and submissive, acting dainty and demure. You're probably imagining the collar you're going to put on me. All the outfits you'll be able to dress me up in. Can picture you adorning my horns in gold. Adding tattoos to my wings. Maybe even caging up my tail so that it doesn't get in the way. I mean, it would be rude if my tail started to slink back and forth while staring at another person that wasn't my owner. You would try your best to keep me under control. Probably would have to involve magic because, let's face it, a succubus isn't going to listen to you and under any normal circumstances. I only agreed to be your pet to get you up here. Since you're the one who is taking me and begging for it, I guess that makes you my pet, doesn't it? Oh, just listen to you. Didn't even realize what was happening as you continued to give yourself to me. Every thrust inside you, I get a bit more of that sexual energy. You're feeding me whether you know it or not. Helping my power get stronger. I didn't even realize what you were doing. It's okay. You didn't know any better. In the future, you'll be more aware. If I ever let you out of my sight again, that is. This experience has shown me how dangerous the world is if you're a succubus. If there is no readily available food, one simply wastes away, grows weaker, becomes some sort of a regular human. But I'm not letting that happen again. I felt so weak, so helpless that I had to resort to this, taking what I need from you. Filling me up so well, it almost makes me forget that I'm the one inside you. And then you clench around me, letting out one of those lovely moans. And then I remember what's engulfing my cock. But you can't get enough of it. Love how the bulge feels with every thrust inside you. Looks so fucking sexy like this. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, you were made for my cock. Made to be fucked. You didn't think you could ever feel this full, and now you're close. Rock your hips against mine, trying to impale yourself deeper, fuck yourself further. Yes, that's it. That's what I want to see. Fuck. Oh, give it to me. Everything you have. You're only making me stronger. Taking what you're given so well. Don't think you were ever supposed to be a brave adventurer rescuing maidens like me. No, it just doesn't suit you. You seem so much more adjusted to taking cock despite it being your first time. Finally enjoying yourself. Have forgotten all about not touching. My cock just feels that good. Brushing against that certain bundle of nerves. You're getting closer with every finger I lay on you. Just letting me do all the work. Fuck right there. This is how it should have always been. Succubi aren't pets to be inferior. It's adorable that you would think I would ever lower myself to a level like that. No. You belong to me now. You're my personal feeder. Going to let me have a little taste whenever I'm starting to get low. Oh, you make me so happy. I fucking can't. I'm too close. I can't hold back. I want you to let go, too. Come on. Come on, you can do it. Gripping my cock like you needed to breathe. You're so close. You can do it. Let me see how good it feels. Come with me, Duff. Be a good hero and come. Come with your succubus. This is what I was missing. That familiar feeling of magic coursing through my veins. Oh, how I have missed you. And I have you to thank for it, my brave hero. Oh, it's all right. You can lay back and catch your breath for as long as you need. I'm going to grab the few items I have in here, and then we can be on our way back to the village. I'm sure everyone is going to be excited to see you, and then probably a bit confused to see me. They thought they had gotten rid of me all those years ago. But you, you, my precious hero, you were kind enough to take pity on a poor damsel in distress. Ended up getting caught in the crossfires, and now you're a feeder to a succubus. Funny how the world works. I suppose there are worse fates. I mean, you don't seem to be complaining. Being a pet to a succubus seems like a pretty great life, if you ask me. Though I could be biased. So I'll be right back with my things. Don't start leaving without me.